Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Ksubos. Mishnah Tes is the last of the seven halachos taught by Admon, and it concerns a case similar to the previous Mishnah, where it is about trying to collect a loan. Shnayim shehotziu shtar chov ze al ze. Reuven and Shimon each produce a valid loan document saying that the other one owes them money. So Reuven has a document that says Shimon owes me $100, and Shimon has a document that says Reuven owes me $100. And the loan dates are such that the money owed by Shimon to Reuven was due on the same date as the loan document from Shimon to Reuven. So therefore, right, so it's the same day. The day that the first loan was due is the day that the second loan was taken. So Admon says, Admon Omer, the guy with the later loan document, so that's Shimon. Shimon loaned the later document. He owed the first one, he loaned on the second one. So Shimon can claim, Ilu ha'isi chavlach ketzarat halov emimani. What are you talking about? I obviously had already paid you back, because otherwise, why would you take a loan from me instead of just collecting the old loan? Right? If I owe you money, why are you borrowing money from me? Why don't you just take the loan? Obviously, I paid back the loan, and then you wanted to borrow money from me. The Chacham Momrim, no. The Chacham say no. Zeh goveshtar chovo, vzeh goveshtar chovo. They each can collect their document. Why? What about the claim that Shimon has? Why didn't you just collect? Well, it's simple, say the Chacham. Listen, the first loan isn't really due on the date that it says. It's due at the end of that day. So Shimon, Reuven claims, Shimon didn't want to return the money. He said, I don't have to return the money. I have until the end of the day. And Reuven needed the money. So Reuven says, but I need the money. Shimon says, I'm sorry, I don't owe you the money. I need the money too, and I don't want to turn it until the end of the loan. And the loan is not due until the end of the day. So Reuven said, but I need the money. So Shimon says, well, if you need it that badly, I'll loan it to you. And that's ridiculous, says Reuven. It's my money. It's not your money till the end of the day. And so since Reuven needed the money, Reuven took a loan from Shimon, even though Shimon ordered the money due that day, but it's not due yet. And so this way, Reuven said, okay, I have no choice. I will borrow money from Shimon. And then tomorrow, I will go and claim back the money that Shimon owes me. Of course, when Reuven comes to claim the money that Shimon owes him, so Shimon says, yeah, but I don't owe you money. Obviously, I paid you back. Because otherwise, why would you have taken a loan from me, etc.? So Chacham say, look, this is a reasonable claim. And therefore, Reuven can collect his, and Shimon can collect his.